Everyday Grace. Words from Jesus.
We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face, so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust Him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So don't be discouraged at the times when you feel you just don't measure up. I know you're eager to learn, to do, to be, and for your life to make a difference. But you get frustrated sometimes by your lacks and humanness. My grace is all you need, because my power works best in weakness. So don't worry about what tomorrow will bring. I have prepared a niche for you in the hollow of my hand. Remember that I never take something away without giving you something better. The mistake people often make is that they look for the same kind of thing as what I ask them to give up for me. Don't put me in a box by looking for my blessings in your life only along certain avenues. I can and will bless your life in many ways, but not always as you might expect. But what you can count on is that there will always be a greater gift and blessing for anything you forsake or give up for me. You've committed your life, your hopes, and your future to me. One day, you will see that the sacrifices that you've made in love for me and others will transform into rewards. Your faithfulness, endurance, and perseverance to share my truth with others do not go unnoticed. What you spend to reach the lost, I will more than repay. When you don't understand how I am working in your life, just remember that I'm way up in front, and I see and know all things. My view is all-encompassing. I have perfect wisdom. I can see all eternity, and I know the best direction for you to take and how to work all things together for your good. When you feel overwhelmed, call my name, and I'll be with you. With me right beside you, you need never worry. So don't let life's troubles and complications get you into a stew. Ask for my help and trust that I always have a plan. My love and forgiveness. He has not punished us as we deserve for all our sins. For His mercy toward those who fear and honor Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. He is like a father to us, tender and sympathetic to those who reverence Him. Psalm 103:10 to 13. If you could truly comprehend how much I love you, you would never allow yourself to be overwhelmed by discouragement with yourself. I forgive your sins, and I have promised that there is no condemnation for my children. as you learn to praise me and keep your mind stayed on me in the midst of everything in your life, the good and bad, the pretty and ugly, the joyous and sad, you will experience my peace and contentment that transcends the boundaries of human understanding. My grace is sufficient for you and will give you the strength for whatever you face every day. I will always be your strength and comfort. When you feel tired and as if you can't take another step, come to me and I will give you peace and strength. You'll never regret a loving, unselfish, or sacrificial deed. Look for ways to give and to put others first. You are like my moon, helping to light up this darkened world. Though your light is not your own, when you bask in mine, you glow and cast my loving light on the shadowed places. As you allow my spirit to work in and through you, you become more like me. I cause your spirit to shine and to radiate love and beauty to others. In me you find your reason for being and your calling and purpose in life. While you will experience the blessings of earthly love and joy, in the last analysis, I am what you live for, and the ultimate source of joy and love. You are mine, and because of that, I will not cease to load my benefits upon you. Do you want to make a difference today? Spend time before my throne, interceding for others. Your intercessory prayers can help to lighten loads and bring relief to those who are struggling. As you seek me and my work first and foremost, I will provide everything you need, and even your desires, because you delight yourself in me and want only what is best for my work and for others. All your days will be blessed by me. Grace to help. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Hebrews 4:16. I am always nearest when you need me most. I am with you through every pain and disappointment that you endure. My promise is that I will always be with you to keep you, protect you, guard you, strengthen you, speak to you, and heal you, today, tomorrow, and forever. I will always be with you to guide and lead you. I never let go of you. My hand never loosens its grip on you, never tires. My presence is always with you to reassure you, strengthen your spirit, and heal you. I will perfect all things concerning you. I hear your heart cry and will answer your prayers and bring you into a closer walk with me, both physically and spiritually. Just as the path of the just is as a shining light, my spirit will shine more and more in your heart to light your way and bring you joy, comfort, and healing. I will be with you to help you to be a witness and encourage the hearts of others and strengthen their feeble faith, and to help them to make straight paths for their feet through your witness and their encounters with you. Just as every prayer you utter is heard, every step you take for me is counted. Every loving action is rewarded. Every child of mine has my protection and is kept safely in my hands. I have promised to never fail to care for my own. I am never distant from you. I am always at work, nurturing, protecting, healing, and working everything together for your good and for my glory. Always remember that your life on earth is a moment in time compared to eternity. The secret to living in my joy is to be as loving, praiseful, and giving as you can in whatever situation you find yourself in, knowing that I always more than repay everything you spend. The best is yet to come. Let me bless you with my grace. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Open your heart and mind to receive all that I have for you. Do not be ashamed of your emptiness. Instead, view it as the optimal condition for being filled with my peace. There is no place for pretense in your relationship with me. Rejoice in the relief of being fully understood. Talk with me about your struggles and feelings of inadequacy. Little by little, I will transform your weaknesses into strengths. Remember that your relationship with me is saturated in grace. Therefore, nothing that you do or don't do can separate you from my presence. I want you to learn a new habit. Try saying, "I trust you, Jesus," in response to whatever happens to you. Think about who I am in all my power and glory. Ponder also the depth and breadth of my love for you. This simple practice will help you see me in every situation, acknowledging my sovereign control over the universe. When you view events from this perspective, through the light of my presence, fear loses its grip on you. Adverse circumstances become growth opportunities when you affirm your trust in me, no matter what. You receive blessings gratefully, realizing they flow directly from my hand of grace. Your continual assertion of trusting me will strengthen our relationship and keep you close to me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.